Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you tune in to your vibrant, powerful self so that you can fully enjoy the life you've come here to live. And by doing so, help the whole planet shift to a more peaceful and loving way of being. Today, I'm super excited to close out our Mother's Day Marathon Month with a good friend and colleague. In fact, she is co-hosting a retreat with me this fall, and I am loving every moment of working with her on it. Her name is Nancy McNaughton, and she is a mother, grandmother, and wife. She is the founder and director of Opening Doors to Success, Inc., and Reality Coaching Services. Nancy has personally overcome a diagnosis of incurable, got that word? Incurable clinical depression. And she's been med free for 30 years. To do that, she had to learn tools and strategies that could help her change her life circumstances, which she now uses to empower others so that they can live their ultimate life, release emotional toxins, and connect with the life that they truly desire. Today, Nancy is a powerful leader and vibrant, joyful lover of life. And she is with us to talk about emotional fitness and how it is key to empowering yourself and others in your life. Nancy, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Debbie. That was awesome. Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, I'm so pleased to have you. You're such a beautiful soul, and I'm just thrilled to have you in my circle of influence. However, enough gushing. Now, I would love to start off with just a little bit about your story, because I think that if there is a spectrum, you know, we would probably put a woman who is diagnosed with incurable clinical depression at one end, and the woman who is living a vibrant and powerful life most days at the other, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering if you could just share a few steps, and I know you obviously, you could probably take up the whole time on this, but just a few of the things that you did that helped you to shift from where you were in that kind of deep, dark spot to living a more vibrant life.
Wow, of course, Debbie. Yes, that is a huge question, but you know, it really is very simple when I get into that, when I really going to talk about that. So, and I love the way you put there, you know, where I was and where I am now. And yes, that has certainly been a journey. And there's certainly been some really key stuff to that. And when I sum it up, I call it emotional fitness. So back then, when I was diagnosed with incurable depression, and I was told by a psychiatrist that I would be on medication for the rest of my life and I would lead a normal life, I was like, no, I don't want to lead a normal life and I don't want to be on medication for the rest of my life. And that set me off on a journey. And of course, back then, I mean, this is hindsight, right? So back then, I didn't see what that was going to be about. But the gap from there to now was about embracing emotional fitness. And what I mean by that is really becoming self-aware and really embracing all the support that I could, reading books, reading self-help books, embracing my fears, and embracing the support that came along the way. So it's such a large gap, yet it's so simple. And this is how I developed what I now call nutritional supplementation for emotional wellness. And nice. That is, yeah, so I don't know if that kind of answers.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I love what you said there, though, is right at the very beginning, you said, no, I'm not going to accept that. Not only do I not want to have this diagnosis, but I don't want to just live a normal life. Like I want more. And plus, I think intuitively, you probably knew that being on medications like that wasn't going to help you even really live a normal life, because in that normal life,
exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to be numbed out, right?
No, exactly. And that's what I realized that it was going to be. I was going to be numbed out. So I wasn't going to be able to experience pain. Not that I wanted to, but I started to recognize the importance of accepting the pain, that it's a part of life and that is a part of who I am. You know?
Well, and it really is in part what helps us to grow. I think that we need to recognize that that's part of our experience. It's kind of like the difference between being on a raft that's just floating down a river with nothing, no bends, no turbulence, no rocks, nothing, just a river versus kind of whitewater rafting. And we don't all want to be in the whitewater raft, especially not all the time, but we get it that that's what makes life exciting. That's what makes us grow. Yeah,
exactly. And a huge part of that was for me realizing that I was going to experience fear. You know, when those big waves come in, the fear is a normal part of it. But I didn't think it was right to be fearful, and I didn't know what to do with the fear. So I would avoid fears. And then I realized that I needed to embrace the fears. So I'm just an overcomer of fears. Give me a fear and I'm just motivated to overcome it.
Right. Nice. And I mean, fear is just a signal. Like any of the other feelings that we have, it is a signal. The problem is what we do with that fear. And I love that you said, I need to overcome it. I need to figure out what I can do. And a piece of that certainly is being really connected with your own natural resiliency. But I mean, there's more to it than that. However, in the end, it all starts with simply saying, no, I'm not going to let that fear stop me. So I love that. And I think that it's really common too for a lot of people. I mean, when you're in that deep depressed state, feeling is, other than the fear, feeling is part of what makes you feel so dark, right? Like you're disconnected from your feeling. So even pain becomes something that can wake you up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Nice. But I wasn't embracing the fear. I was fighting the fear, right? I wasn't looking, okay, what is this fear about? I was running from it.
Yeah.
So running from it was never going to help me to deal with the fear, and I didn't realize that.
Right, because you can't ever run far enough. There's no way to get away.
Exactly. Oh, exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to talk about this emotional fitness, which you've already kind of described as being aware, tuning in, having tools, right? Like nutritional tools. So because it's Mother's Day Marathon Month, I really have focused this month on making sure we're giving tips that people can take right away. And so I love our tips. I guess I should say tips they can use right away. They don't necessarily have to take them, but I keep thinking of them as a vitamin, like you talk about them. And so I would love for us to dive into your A to Z emotional wellness nutrition plan. However, what I'd love to do is just choose some of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just want the listeners to know that you're not going to go into them very deep because we wouldn't get very far.
Exactly.
So if you could just give us a little synopsis of the different ones and then give us some tips, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right? I would love to do that.
Okay. So I thought it would be fun if we spelt out the word vibrant.
We
might not get through it all, but we can try.
That's wonderful.
Okay, so let's start out then with the V in your emotional wellness nutrition plan. Yes. What does it stand for?
So V is vulnerability. Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, of course, that's a scary thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, what are people going to think about me if I'm authentic and I'm vulnerable and I show people my weaknesses? Well, how are we, if we're hiding from the world and we're not bringing our true self, how can we really show up and be vibrant, right? Mm-hmm. So being vulnerable, you know, and really present your authentic self to others, not being afraid to admit your flaws and your weaknesses, mm-hmm. even though that seems so hard to do, it's very freeing. Because when yes. when we are vulnerable, we not only present our real selves and allow people and ourselves to accept us, but we also empower others. Because we always think, you know, or a lot of times we think other people just have it together, you know, I'm such a mess and look at her, she's got, you know, six kids and she looks amazing. And you know what, when we become vulnerable, it allows others to be vulnerable. And then we realize that as they share, because we've shared, we realize that, you know what, we really aren't that much different. You know, you do yes. have issues in your life as well, you know, and maybe it'll be an issue that you're just thankful you don't have, you know, but on the surface. So being vulnerable just opens up a connection and really is freeing for us and others.
Absolutely. And, you know, I often like to tell people that it takes a lot of strength to be vulnerable. It's not about being weak. Talking about what you're feeling at the moment or what you're seeing as a weakness is actually a way to really empower yourself. So I love that it's on your list, and I love your explanation for it. So what kind of tip can you provide?
Well, the tip would be really pretty simple. Just experiment with it. Just, you know, if you find a moment where you have that opportunity to be vulnerable, to take a chance and be authentic with someone, I just want to encourage you to do it. Just allow yourself in that moment to share and see what it does for you and see what it does for the relationship. So just do it. Just really do it. Find that moment, recognize it, and be your authentic self.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And I think that an important part of that, because not everybody is clear about the difference between being vulnerable and being the victim. So could you maybe just talk a little bit about the difference between those two?
Yes. So when we're vulnerable in the as a victim, what we're going to do is we are going to be depressed about it, and we're going to look for a pity party, and we don't want to go there. We want to share it, but at the same time, we want to be empowered to move forward with it.
Right.
Being okay with it and embracing it, but not staying there, not unpacking there.
Right. Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I need to address the, I was going to say elephant in the room, but it really is the cockatiel in the room. People might be hearing your bird, and I just want them to know that's just a bird, that squeaking noise. So you can't tell a cockatiel to be quiet.
Thank you, Debbie. I don't even hear her anymore. She's my background music. And yeah. Yes, thank you for
saying
that. Her name is Sweetie, by the way.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice. Okay, so let's move on, because I love that. And I think being vulnerable is a beautiful first tip. Helps you to reconnect with your feminine side, and it allows you to be authentic. So gorgeous. So let's move on to I.
Okay, I is what I call vitamin inquisitive. So that's the being curious, right? You know, not expecting to have all the answers, but having a wonder of life and people. So inquisitiveness is really key to that vibrancy.
Nice. I love that, because I think that being curious is one of the ways we shift from really feeling, trying to control a situation, to being more objective and removing that emotion, being able to look and go, I wonder what's going on here. So very powerful. Mm-hmm. So what kind of tip could you share with that one?
Well, you know, sometimes some of us, we show up and we want to, like, say we're going out with some people or we're networking or our business. And we feel we need to show up and we need to present ourselves and what's my elevator speech. And you know what? I want to just encourage you to let it go. Just let that go. Just show up and just decide, make an intention to be inquisitive. You know, and I'm going to ask questions and I'm just going to be curious about these ladies in the room. And that's how I want to just challenge you to make an intention of being inquisitive rather than being there to show up and, you know, it's all about you and what you do. Be inquisitive first.
Nice. Nice. And that, I think you use the elevator pitch there. And some people, if you're not an entrepreneur, you might not know that that's, you know, being able to talk about yourself and the amount of time it takes for an elevator to take you up to the next floor. But, you know, it's true, whatever you're doing in life, what we tend to do is we tend to try to impress others. You know, try to say those things that are going to impress other people rather than just being real. And sharing, you know, those pieces that feel real,
exactly.
feel very real.
Yeah. And as a mom, right, you know, we're going out with some friends and, you know, rather than, you know, trying to impress, like you said, Debbie, right, just be inquisitive and get to know them more. And it takes pressure off of you and you will enjoy yourself so much more.
Yeah. I love the fact that this inquisitiveness ties so beautifully with the vulnerability. I think that's really neat because we didn't really plan that. we're just spelling a word that means something to me.
Yeah, I love the way the vibrant word is bringing this together for us.
So what is the B?
So the B is boundaries.
Ah.
You know, boundaries, you know, as women who nurture and we care and we want, you know, everyone around us to be happy, we sometimes forget that we need healthy boundaries. You know, sometimes we will keep people in our lives that are toxic to us and they're not bringing out the best in us. So we need to set those boundaries. And not only for the people that we, you know, that we spend our time with, but even the boundaries on what are we putting into our bodies, right? I mean, if you know that sugar is just not bringing out the best of you, you know that flour is not good for you, then why not set a boundary, you know, and just set that boundary. Flour and sugar is poison to me. And I'm okay with saying that and I don't touch it.
Right.
But that's because I've set up the boundaries because they bring out the best in me. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I think boundaries is such a huge issue, especially for parents, for moms, because a lot of people don't recognize. They think boundaries and enforcing boundaries is being mean, being punitive, but it's really not. It's about being clear, right? Creating that line in the sand to say, yeah, you know, this is where I draw the line. I'm not going past it or whatever. So I love that. I think that is such a big deal for all of us to really tune into. So anything else you want to add for that one? Do you have a little tip that they can use?
Yeah, I mean, set a boundary. You know, even though it's going to be hard, again, I want to challenge you. It's something you have just not been, you know, you've been really giving into it. Just set the boundary and experiment with it. And experience what it's like when you set that boundary. You know, you may not feel like it, but do it, experiment, and then decide whether or not you want to keep it. But give yourself that chance and experiment with that boundary and setting it.
Nice, nice. And, you know, something that came to mind for me, because we just talked about, you know, the being vulnerable, being inquisitive. And so another aspect to boundary as well is that aspect of recognizing what is appropriate to share and what is just verbal dumping others. Because that's a boundary for yourself to sort of start to recognize that, you know, a conversation is a give and take. And if I just sit there and take over all the time talking about my own thing, I'm not setting good boundaries even for myself.
So exactly.
Love it. Okay. So let's move on to R.
Well, R is about relaxation. Relaxation is so key. You know, especially in those situations of stress, you know, they have the potential to challenge us. So finding the positive ways of dealing with, you know, negative people and situations rather than reacting. So, I mean, it also goes into finding that time in the day, you know, to step aside and to relax. But relaxation is, it's an intention to relax, right? We decide we're going to relax in the midst of all the fun stuff, right?
Yes.
So, but it's so key. It's so important for our emotional wellness.
Absolutely. So do you have a tip for that one?
Well, first of all, to be self-aware, you know, to pay attention to those times where you are experiencing stress and it's not bringing out the best of you. So I want to encourage you to start to pay attention to times where you are not feeling relaxed. And then, and find something that works for you, whether it's walking away, whether it's taking, you know, a good deep breath, but finding or turning on some music. Of course, it all depends on the situation, right?
Yes.
So the tip would be to recognize when, you know, you need to relax and choosing something that is going to help you to do that.
Nice. You know, I really, really love that. And the reason I love it so much is because I think that for a lot of us, because stress is such a big thing, relaxing can become a really big thing as well. But it doesn't need to be. I mean, I'm driving my car and often I suddenly realize, why am I holding my legs so tense? Why am I so tight? And I take a deep breath and I just let everything relax. And a few minutes later, I'm tense back up again and I relax. And it's not that I'm a nervous driver or anything, unless it's icy roads, you know, it's just a habit that I have formed. So I love what you said there about tuning in and just noticing, start to notice and what you can do.
Exactly.
And I think one other piece I really want to share there is that sometimes kids can help reflect what we need to learn. So if you notice your child's really hyper, it's saying to them, let's just take a minute and take a deep breath together and let's relax our bodies. That can be a way to help yourself do it too. You know, added benefit, teaching the child. Okay, so let's move on to the A.
A was the one I was going to approach at the very beginning because it is A, and it's the perfect way to begin when we're approaching our emotional wellness, and it's acceptance. It's acceptance. You know, first of all, as even when we spot, when we talk about the stress, right? We notice, okay, with me, I grab onto the steering wheel and I notice, why am I grabbing so tight to the steering wheel?
Yes.
And accepting that, right? Not right away. We need to embrace it and accept wherever we're at in order to then move forward from that. Yes. So acceptance in every area, accepting our emotions and where we're at and who we're at. Who we are, where we're at, sorry.
That's okay. It all made sense in an interesting way. But yeah, it's acceptance, right? Even accepting that. What a perfect example, Nancy. You're so good at this. Because what just happened there, it's accepting it. Because when you are on a radio show or something, you do something like that. And there's this moment sometimes of, oh no, I wish I hadn't done that. I hope they can take that out. We can, but I think we should leave it in because it just shows that acceptance. Okay.
That's exactly.
Happens to me all the time. Okay, so we have 3 minutes left, actually less than three. So let's see if we can get N and T in there real quick, but I need time to talk about you. So
So very quickly then, non-conforming. How can we be vibrant if we conform to everyone else and what they think we should be doing or how they think we should be acting? So really taking a look at, is this really heartfelt? Is this really me? Is it really what I'm wanting? Or am I doing or acting this way because others feel it for me? And that's being genuine with that.
Oh, beautiful. I'll only say one thing about that. Man, does that tie back to the vulnerability, right? Allowing yourself to really tune in to, why am I doing this? Is this right for me? Beautiful. Okay, and T?
Okay. And of course, T is the trust. What a wonderful way to end it. Oh, we need to trust the process. We need to trust ourselves And this is not about trusting others, but trusting ourselves to trust others. It begins with us, right? Trusting that we are making the right decisions, that whatever decisions we make, we're either going to learn from them or grow from them. So trusting is so key.
Nice. I love that. And trust is probably one of the words that I have to bring up again and again and again in my day, to trust I'm being looked after, trust that everything's unfolding the way it should, trust that my kids will be fine. There's just so much that we pretend we want to, or we don't pretend we want to control it. We think we need to control it. So yeah. I love that. And I love how that vibrant word turned out. So you can get that whole piece that we just talked about off of the blog that I have written for this same interview. So you, if you didn't write it down, which of course you didn't need to, you wanted to just listen, relax and listen, that's fine. So you can find out more about Nancy at her website, which is nancymcnaughton.com. And McNaughton is MCNAUGH. T-O-N. So that's nancymcnaughton.com. There's no trick to Nancy. It's standard spelling. And you can also get that off the blog as well as off of the Transformation Talk Radio page hooked up to this interview. And when you're there, if you want, you can contact Nancy for a free discovery call. Like, you can set that up for a later time, obviously. And you can also get an emotional fitness assessment. So thank you, Nancy, for offering that. And a big thank you to you for coming on the show today. It was so wonderful having you here chatting with us. Thank you as well to our listeners. We are out of time, but I want to say one thing. If you haven't been to my website, empoweringenergy.com, to pick up your Mother's Day gift, this is the end of the Mother's Day Marathon month. So get there before May 31st to pick yours up. Thank you so much, Nancy. Thank you to our listeners. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Nancy McNaughton, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of vibrant, powerful moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.